Okay. So quick question for Rico. Do you have any idea what the heck we're voting on?
No.
Okay. Let me do a quick version. We have two motions on the table.
I'll read the original motion if you'd like, and then George can give his substitute.
Okay. Let me just finish, and then I'll let you both read. There's two motions on the table, and an original motion by Richard and a substitute by George. They both involve the agenda for the in-person meeting in October. We're going to do George's first, which is, George, you want to read it out loud?
Well, you should read Richard's first so the mine is a substitute of it makes some sense.
Okay. So the original motion by Richard was?
That I move that the October 1st through 3rd PNB meeting agenda consists of only official PNB business with no breakout discussion sessions or seminars.
Okay, and then there was a substitute motion put forward by George, which is
to strike the breakout session and put in an hour for a breakout session on Friday morning, first thing.
Okay, so that's what we're voting on. We're going to vote on the substitute amendment by George first. I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. Arlene Engelhart. Not here anymore. LaVarne Williams.
I abstain.
Rico Ross.
I had to abstain also.
Richard Yuza.
No.
Mia Dediaco is not present. Alonzo Brown. Joseph Wanzala. Asiya Wangaza. George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. I'm going to vote no. So that's 2-1 vote. So that will sit as a recommendation from the coordinating committee. So the substitute motion fails, I guess, and we will move back to the original amendment by Richard. The original motion by Richard. Richard, just restate it quickly one more time.
Move that the October 1st through 3rd PNB meeting agenda consists of only official PNB business with no breakout discussion sessions or seminars.
Okay. I will call the roll one more time. Arlene Engelhart. LaVarne Williams.
I abstain.
Rico Ross.
I'll pass.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Mia Bediaco. Alonzo Brown. Joe Wanzala. Isiah Wangaza. George Ryder.
No.
Where did everybody go?
Tracy Rosenberg. I'll vote yes. Well, we've got 5 people on the call, so so we will proceed. I mean, we're a committee of the PNC. We're making recommendations.
Ask Rico what his vote is. He passed.
Yeah, I'm gonna abstain.
Okay. Then on a vote of 2-1-2, the motion does pass as the official coordinating committee recommendation. So with that, we're going to move on to new business. As I recall, LaVarne's had a proposal regarding implementing some Saturday morning budget discussions, and I think Richard had an item for new business as well. And then we can set our next meeting, and that'll be it.
Yeah, this is Lauren. So I would like to put a little motion that I guess the coordinating committee would support, that I would volunteer to conduct Saturday morning hour and a half conference calls on the budget with all members of the PNB starting on Saturday in the office. And I'd already put up my calendar starting on Saturday, September the 12th, Grandparents' Day. I hope it doesn't cut into any of your quality time with grandchildren.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
I think it's a grand idea.
Okay, this is Tracy. I'm just going to ask a question. Is it going to be okay with the streaming and John and Otis? Are these going to be streamed discussions or just private conference calls?
We can ask John and Otis to volunteer again for this, and we'll see if they agree. I don't know, Otis, are you there? Are you listening? I'll send a note to John.
Okay. Any objection to LaVarne implementing this proposal? Didn't sound like it, but I'll ask. Okay, LaVarne, sounds like you have the unanimous support of the coordinating committee.
Yes.
Okay, Richard, you had an item for new business?
Well, I had a thought, and I've talked to George about it, and I think George was sympathetic to it, and I've talked to some other people locally, and I have yet to get any kind of very negative response. My thinking was there's a retreat location, a retreat center about an hour west of Houston that a couple of years ago we did a full weekend retreat and they donated it to us. I don't think they could do a donation, but they might give us a cut rate. Since this is a new group coming aboard that will need to have some time to get to know each other and gel a little bit, I was thinking that if we had people come on Thursday afternoon, like more and more people are doing, we pick them up at the airport and take them to this center, and we spend Thursday night at the center, and then all day Friday, and first thing Saturday morning, you know, like maybe 7 o'clock in the morning, something like that, we load everybody up and bring them to Houston, and do our open sessions. And stay in a hotel for one night, and the normal rate. And I haven't, you know, since it's just an idea, I haven't really gotten into rates. But looking at their rate structure, the normal rate for using the whole place for that time period would be a couple of thousand dollars. If we did something like that, I think we could save $5,000 or $10,000, and we'd have people spending time. We could structure some kind of a program where they could learn some things about the. You know, we could do training sessions. We could do get to know each other kind of situations, more so than if you're in the city. And the only question that wasn't really negative, but it was a question a couple people broached, was that what would that do for the people coming to the spectators, whatever, you know, the coming to voice things. And especially since the earlier part of this meeting we talked about increasing the amount of executive session on Friday, we're not really talking about losing that much or any really public session times. So if there's a big outcry against that, then I'll put it back in my little bag. But it sure seemed to me like a way for the people to get together and get to know each other, because like we all know, that'll be a new group. Get to know each other a little bit and then come into Houston, and we can save some money because it'll be two nights that we won't be in a hotel.
Okay. Discussion on the motion. I'll put myself on the stack.
That's not a motion. It's just...
Oh, okay. Discussion on the idea.
Let me put me on the stack, too.
Okay. George, go ahead.
Well, you go first, Tracy, if you like. I'll go first because I know the situation. I've been to this place and I think it's really worth considering. The only thing as I recall, they don't provide bedding. The environment is there's a bunch of bunkhouses with beds in them, double beds, bunk beds. Certainly, plenty of beds for all of us, and probably mostly lower bunks for everybody. They've got a big meeting room. They've got a kitchen, sort of right on the place where you eat. It does lead to a lot of interaction between folks. It's out in the country. You can take a walk. It's got, I don't know, maybe 100 acres that are part of the property, and then you can go walk around it as well. So it's a kind of nice environment, and I appreciate Richard's intention on it. I think it might work. As I say, my only drawback is I'm not sure they provide bed linen, and we really can't ask people to bring in bed linen, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Okay. I mean, going off that, it may also be possible. Well, no, you can't really ask people to pack bed linens, but there may be a way to access something locally.
I can respond to that
if we had to. I mean,
I can respond to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
As part of the, this is going to put a whole additional spin on the transportation side of getting people around. Now, granted, it's not going to be any longer than coming from Maryland to Washington, D.C., or from one side of L.A. to the other. But I was thinking about that very thing, George, and I think it's a wise and necessary thing. And I think that we could make that part of the transportation thing. If we have we would gather the linens and there's usually some dirty laundry after these things anyway.
Okay, I'm going to make my comment, then I'll call on you, Clavarn.
Okay.
In general, I think it sounds like a good idea. I think we need some more details. And I think for the coordinating committee to recommend, we should probably get a little more concrete information about how much it's going to cost and some of these details. So maybe we can deal with that as soon as we're out of the New York meeting in November. Would that be okay, Richard? Or mid-October, whenever we have our coordinating committee meeting in October. Would that be okay?
I have inquiries into the people at the center right now, and so I wanted to get a feel for if it was worth following up on a little bit. But I could probably have something. I could probably have some additional information by our meeting in 2 weeks or whatever it is it's going
to
be.
Yeah, I would say that. I don't think we want to wait that long to start making preparations.
Because we got to make arrangements with them too.
We have LaVon wanting to talk, but maybe the motion or the procedure is to authorize Richard to gather as much concrete information as he can, and to email it to all of us, and to get some idea of the deadline by which the facility would need to hear from us. And if it works with our meeting schedule, fine. And if it doesn't, maybe we could do like an email poll or something like that.
Rico to the stack, please.
Okay, so we have LaVon, then we have Rico.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys
LaVon
hear me?
And then Rico.
Okay.
LaVon. Okay. I have no issue at all with bringing my own linen after my experience with bed bugs. That's fine with me. I'm just saying that, and I know some other individuals who have some issues with that. That's why some of those people stayed at my house here in Berkeley. So, it sounds like a good plan, and it sounds like it's going to work along with what George wanted for the New York meeting. And I think it's a good workaround for all of us, and I think in particular since it's the first meeting of the year of the new board.
Okay. So, Rico?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Okay. My concern was this. I think it's a great idea. And have you guys done this before?
You mean been to this place or done this as part of a PMB meeting?
No. Have you had a retreat before?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
A full weekend.
For a whole weekend, and did people partake in it? Because I'm wondering whether...
Everybody came.
Everybody came.
And we had guest speakers, we had musical entertainment, we had great food.
Oh, well, I think it's a great idea, because my biggest fear was that we go through the process of organizing this whole thing, and people with their busy schedules and whatnot don't show up, especially if you're talking about it being kind of like done on the, well, you bring your own linen, and so it's not the most attractive sounding thing, and that would be a kind of a waste of effort. But if people show up, I think that would be a great idea, and I think the timing would be good too to sort of let people get to know each other before the different factions kind of set in.
Alonzo for the stack.
Okay, Alonzo.
The people arriving in Houston, they come directly to this encampment from the airport?
Yes.
With luggage, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Second thing, does this cut into community comment time at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, it's an hour and a half from the city. So, and you can't get there by public transportation. So there is that drawback that for Friday, I mean, we can have public comment and people can come out, but they're going to have to come out in cars.
Majority of that day is executive session.
Rico to the stack.
Okay, Rico?
Yeah, I guess I got the wrong intent. I thought you were talking about a retreat for the purpose of just board members getting to know each other, as opposed to it being a place where you hold a meeting. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, this is place I'm going to put myself on the stack.
What was the question?
I'm asking a question. I thought you were talking about coming a couple of days early before the meeting and having a retreat so that people can get to know each other and to socialize, as opposed to, it sounds to me like you're talking about this is part of the meeting. Is that, what is it?
Well, people are coming in on Thursday. Or if they come in on Thursday, it would be Thursday night. They would be together Thursday night and then all day Friday, and come into Houston Saturday morning, probably 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think the issue would be, if we did that schedule, that we would not have the Friday public comment, and nominally each and every day of our official meeting, we're supposed to have public comment. So we would probably only have public comment available for this particular meeting on Saturday and on Sunday, although we could do it twice on Saturday, you know, once in the morning, once in the night.
So it's not an actual retreat for people getting to know each other. Basically, it's just setting up the location of where the meetings are going to be.
Both items.
Where is the first item? The retreat part. What is that?
That would be some executive session stuff and some training stuff that would go on probably anyway for a first time PNB meeting training. Meeting together, like George said, you can step outside and take a walk across the grounds or something and visit with people and get to know people a little bit. Then come in Saturday morning and do open sessions after that.
Gotcha. All right, so I guess my concern is a little early right now to suggest, but I would hope that if something like this is going to happen, that there would be something planned, some activity planned that would encourage people to actually interact, as opposed to leaving it up to them, because if people don't, or if people just interact with the same people they always interact with, it's not going to be as effective as if there's some type of planned activity that forces people to kind of get together and socialize, whatever it may be. It may be some little fun activities or something, but just to get people out of the sort of business side of it where they can actually socialize and get to know each other before the business starts, and then I think it would actually have some effect as opposed to just having a location where people can walk around. But again, my concerns may be a bit early since the motion hasn't even been put on the floor.
Ricardo, Rico, I guess they made me the point man for the Houston meeting before you got on. My wish would be that exactly what you're talking about, and that's what we did with our LSB retreat there. We had a full agenda, and we interacted and did things that gave people a chance to laugh and talk together.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, so it sounds to me like procedurally where we're going on this is that we're, you know, you've gotten some feedback to take into account, Richard. It sounds like you're going to go ahead and sort of tamp down some details in terms of what it would cost, the specific logistical things that we would have to deal with, and maybe some sort of a plan for how the 2 days would be structured. And you're going to email that out to all the members of the coordinating committee, and we're going to look at the proposal seriously once you've completed that.
Okay.
And also try to get a sense of what date the facility would need from us to commit, if that would be the end of October or sooner than that, or if they don't care until November or whatever.
Okay. And the weekend that I think we had talked about, and the weekend that is open on their calendar is January the 20th, 21st, in there somewhere, 22nd. I don't know where it is.
Well, we already scheduled the PNB meeting for January. We did that with the full PNB, and it was for the following weekend, the weekend that included the 27th.
Oh, dear.
So that's not necessarily a deal buster, but that's something that would have to be changed with the full board, because we did formally schedule through January 2011.
Okay.
But, you know, we could do that. We would just have to bring that back to the full board.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Does anybody know when the Super Bowl is going to be? No, I'm serious.
It's usually January 20th, so that could be a conflict.
Look at you, girl. You know your Super Bowl, don't you?
Okay.
Thank you all. I'll look into it and get back to you.
Great. Okay, so at this point, what I'd like to do is schedule a final coordinating committee meeting before New York, which would be towards the end of October. Again, we'll try to make it fast and just focused on basic New York logistics, but I think we do need to have one. We normally go with Wednesday nights. Is there anyone near a computer, because I am not, who could take a look at the calendar for September and pick a date?
You mean the KPFCX calendar?
I don't have it. I don't have access.
Yeah,
right.
Just a second. Okay, so
the Super Bowl is February 6th, 2011.
It's what day?
February 6th.
Okay, so we're clear of the Super Bowl. One problem surmounted.
It was scheduled for February 6th.
You know, they delay it more. You know, more each year, more advertising.
I thought it was February.
Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl, not a... okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
I missed that. Okay, so Wednesday nights, the 22nd, the first Wednesday night is open is the 29th, which is, I think, too close to the meeting.
The 22nd, the conflict on the 22nd is the technology committee. We could ask that committee to move their meeting somewhere.
Oh, but it's a religious holiday.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Okay.
Are there any open nights, other nights of the week between the 20th and maybe the 26th or 27th?
All the Friday nights are open, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th.
Okay.
And the weekends are all open.
Okay.
Okay.
I know it's miserable, but if we promise to keep it fast, could we do the 24th?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other suggestions? The other thing is we could cross-schedule ourselves with the technology committee. I don't know that we have that much cross-membership.
Well, we have Don and Otis who, I think, attend technology committee meetings, and they're streaming our meeting, so that would be cute for them.
I had wanted to participate in that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in lieu of a better option, I guess we will do it on the 24th.
24th.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with George on that, Friday 24th.
Okay, and again, you know, we'll meet if there's things that we have to talk about. If it seems like things are pretty okay and on schedule for the meeting, we don't have to meet. But we'll pencil in the date, and if we have to, we will.
Okay.
Hi. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. If there's nothing further, let's adjourn, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing a good meeting again. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
great.
Got it on the ending.
Very well. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Good night.